Hey, good evening, guys. It's 7:17 p.m. In Arizona, where we're at. We are leaving Monday to go back towards the south, towards Mississippi and Florida area. I wanted to come on here and do the rest of the rapture. I said I was gonna put it on here last night. I'm gonna kind of skim through it. I'm tired. The Lord wanted me to put this out last night. I just put out a couple dreams. I hope everybody got to hear them. But listen to these Bible scriptures about the rapture. Anybody that's in unbelief, who doesn't believe in it, thinks it's a man-made doctrine, listen to what the Word of God says. He speaks clearly about it, and I'm going to read it to you, and I'll let you decide what you want to believe. But I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that's in unbelief about it, they will not go in the rapture. So, 1 Thessalonians 4:17, then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Luke 17:34, hold on. 34 through 37. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Hold on. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. The two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? He said unto them, wheresoever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Let me back it out. Hold on. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Mark 13:32, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Matthew 24:29 through 31, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Hold on. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Luke 12:40. But you therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour which you think not. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Revelation 22 and 25, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into a bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. This will happen. I told you, when we go up in the rapture, come back down, we're going to do this again. A rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years in our spiritual glorified body. And I saw thrones, not a throne, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So the people that are killed during the Great Tribulation, that are saved will not live again until 1,000 years are finished. All right. 1 Thessalonians 5:2. For yourselves know perfectly that day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Sure is going to come as a thief in the night for those who aren't watching. Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for you not know not what hour your Lord cometh, but you do know the season he talks about. Luke 17:34. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. 2 Thessalonians 2:3-7. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He comes after the rapture. He will not be revealed until after the rapture. Who opposeth and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember, I said abomination which makes desolate. He's trying to set himself up in God's temple, the human body, and a actual physical temple. He wants complete control. Verse 5. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit is the restrainer, the only thing holding back the sudden destruction. Mark 13:32-37. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. And no man does know this because they have no relationship. This is the man that's and woman that's rebelling against God. If you have a relationship, you are watching. But of the day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Remember the five wise virgins and the five unwise. For the Son of Man, as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch you therefore, for you not know when the master of the house comes, at even or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto you all, watch. Matthew 24:27. And then I'm going to take you to the book of Esther to show you something. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, let me take you to Esther. There's other spots in here, but I want to show you something. That it's not just a go up, have a 1 week feast, and then come back down. There's 180 days of being shown the whole kingdom. And then a 1 week feast, which is the 7 year great tribulation. And you can find it in chapter 1 of Esther. 1-8, the whole thing. Or I'm sorry, 1-9. It says, now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, that's King Xerxes, but it's a spiritual depiction of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our King. This is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces. That in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, that is a lily star shaped like the Star of David, but it's a depiction of the Shushan palace in heaven. In the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes, his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and the princes of the provinces before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty, many days, even 84 days. So he's showing all of his riches and his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days. This is 180 days. This is taking place that he's showing the bride of Christ their inheritance and the whole kingdom. Verse 5. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast, the 1 week feast, the 7 year tribulation, unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days, which is a 7 year tribulation, in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, blue hangings fastened with cords of fine linen, and purple to silver rings, and pillars of marbles. The beds were of gold, silver upon pavement of red and blue, white, black marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. So he's literally talking about you having your own vessel of gold, a vessel cup, a cup of gold, your own cup, your own cup that he has for you, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. Verse 8, and the drinking was according to the law, none did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house, and they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also, Vashti, the queen, made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. Vashti was the rebellious queen, talked about in Esther. So I wanted you guys to see, people are confused. They think that we go up in the Great Tribulation. We go up for 1 week, a 7 year period, because the times are different in heaven. And then we come back down. We go up for 180 days. He shows us the whole kingdom, our inheritance, everything. Then we sit down for 7 days, a 1 week feast. And then we come back down. That'll be after the 7 year Great Tribulation. So I hope you guys are getting some more insight about the rapture. I continue to tell people, no, rapture's not in the Bible. Neither is Trinity and neither is the word Bible, but we all know what it means. In the Greek, rapture means harpazod, catching up, snatching away. He also talks in other sections about several other depictions of this. He grows the wheat and the tares together. The harvest is full. He plucks up the wheat. And then he plucks up the tares and casts them into a fire, into a bed of suffering. Continue to stay prayed up. Have your lamp full of oil, because the day is getting close. We are in the season. It says you will know that summer is near. We are in the season. Please stay prayed up and stay with your lamps full. Stay focused on God. Let the Lord be your guide, your shepherd, your teacher. Do not get tangled up in worldly events, because all of this is going to pass away very soon. And we are not of this world. We are citizens of heaven. We come down here like Jesus did, and we're born into sin. We get converted, and we are to be overcomers. You cannot take any of your materials with you to heaven. You came into this world with nothing. You will go out of this world with nothing. Remember, your salvation, first and foremost, is most important. Work out your salvation every day with trembling and fear. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve the world and God. You cannot have one foot into the world and one foot into God. Humble yourself every day. Remember where you came from. Like I said, I am just a messenger. I am not affiliated with no one, no, not anything, nothing. But I give glory to God for everything that I do. And I step out in obedience and faith in Christ because I want to please Him. It's all about pleasing Him. God bless you. And I hope you have a great night. I am about to get some sleep. All right. Have a good night.